Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Fomento Económico Mexicano, better known as FEMSA. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a powerhouse in the Latin American market, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down FEMSA, a company that's got its hands in everything from beverages to retail, and we'll be looking at their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to help you figure out if this stock fits your portfolio. Let's dive in with a quick overview and some recent updates before we get into the nitty-gritty. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, FEMSA is a major player based in Mexico, operating in the beverage and retail sectors. Think Coca-Cola bottling, convenience stores like OXXO, and even fuel stations. They've got a massive footprint, especially in Latin America, with thousands of employees and a market cap that puts them among the big dogs in their industry. Their operations span multiple countries, and they're a key name in the consumer staples space. Now, let's talk about what's been happening lately. FEMSA's performance over the past year has shown some solid trends, with steady gains over longer periods like the past 5 years, though there are some shorter-term fluctuations we'll touch on. Recent news also highlights their focus on operational efficiency and capital returns, which is always a good sign for investors like us, who are in it for the long haul. All right, let's get into the core of today's video, the SWOT analysis. I've crunched the numbers and sifted through the latest earnings call summaries and financials to bring you a clear picture of where FEMSA stands. Let's start with the positives. Strengths. Dominant market position. FEMSA's got a stronghold in the Latin American market, especially with their beverage operations as one of the largest Coca-Cola bottlers in the world. Their retail arm, with brands like OXXO, is a go-to for millions, giving them a steady revenue stream that's hard to shake. Robust financial performance. Looking at their latest Q4 2024 earnings call summary, FEMSA reported strong results with impressive revenue growth. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry benchmarks, showing they're not just growing, but doing so profitably. Solid cash flow. Their free cash flow yield is a standout, and recent cash flow statements show consistent operating cash flow generation. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or return value to shareholders, which is music to a long-term investor's ears. Diversified revenue streams. Breaking down their revenue by product and geographic segments, it's clear FEMSA isn't putting all its eggs in one basket. From beverages to retail to fuel, and with operations spread across multiple regions, they've got a buffer against localized downturns. Weaknesses. Debt levels. Now let's not sugarcoat this. FEMSA's debt-to-equity ratio is something to keep an eye on. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like for a company in a sector that can face economic sensitivity. This could limit flexibility if interest rates climb or if they need to pivot quickly. Short-term performance volatility. While their long-term performance, especially over 5 years, looks great, the shorter-term metrics, like the past month or 3 months, show some inconsistency. For us long-term folks, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it's a reminder that there could be bumps along the way. Operational challenges. The latest earnings call mentioned some operational hurdles, likely tied to supply chain or regional issues. While they're managing, these challenges could weigh on margins if not addressed efficiently. Opportunities. Expansion potential. FEMSA's geographic revenue breakdown shows there's still room to grow in underpenetrated markets within Latin America and beyond. If they can replicate their retail success in new regions, we could see significant upside. Focus on efficiency. Management's emphasis on operational efficiency, as highlighted in the Q4 2024 earnings call, is a big plus. They're doubling down on optimizing their capital returns, which could translate to better profitability and potentially higher dividends down the line, something we dividend hunters always appreciate. The consumer staples sector often benefits from stability, even in economic downturns. With FEMSA's strong positioning, they're well-placed to capitalize on steady demand, especially as populations grow in their key markets. Innovation and CapEx. Their cash flow statements show ongoing investments in property, plant, and equipment. This capital expenditure suggests they're not sitting still. They're likely modernizing or expanding, which could drive future revenue growth if executed well. Threats. Macroeconomic risks. Operating heavily in Latin America means FEMSA is exposed to currency fluctuations, inflation, and political instability in some regions. The earnings call hinted at macroeconomic challenges, and for us as investors, that's a real risk to monitor. Competitive pressure. The beverage and retail spaces are crowded, and while FEMSA has a strong foothold, competitors could erode market share if they innovate faster or cut prices. Staying ahead of the curve will be crucial. Rising costs. With some operational challenges already on the table, any increase in input costs or supply chain disruptions could squeeze margins. Their net profit margin is decent now, but it's not immune to external pressures. Valuation concerns. Let's talk numbers for a second. Their current price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates suggest the stock might not be a screaming bargain. Compared to industry averages, it's priced at a premium, so if growth slows, there could be downward pressure on the stock. Now let's zoom out a bit and tie this together with some broader insights. FEMSA's valuation metrics, like the forward PE ratio, indicate the market has high expectations for future growth. That's both a blessing and a curse. There's confidence in their trajectory, but they've got to deliver. On the flip side, their revenue growth and free cash flow trends are reassuring, especially when you consider the stability of their sector. For those of you who geek out on financials like I do, their balance sheet shows a healthy level of cash and equivalents, which gives them a cushion against some of those macroeconomic threats we mentioned. But, and this is a big but, that debt level keeps me a bit cautious. If they can manage it down or refinance at better rates, I'd feel a lot more bullish in the short term. So what's the big picture for FEMSA as a long-term investment? I think they've got a solid foundation with their market dominance and diversified operations, and their focus on efficiency is a green flag for future growth. However, the debt and external risks in their operating regions mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. You'll want to keep tabs on their earnings calls. Those summaries are gold for understanding management's next moves, and watch how they handle those operational challenges. For now, FEMSA looks like a compelling hold for a diversified portfolio, especially if you're bullish on Latin American growth. But I'd be cautious about over-allocating until we see how they navigate some of these headwinds. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on FEMSA. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform for quick reference. Drop your thoughts on FEMSA in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are you wary of the risks? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.